California Governor Gray Davis announced yesterday that 20 energy suppliers have signed long-term contracts to provide electricity to the state. Davis also has been pushing for the construction of new power plants to solve the state's energy crisis. Today, voters in Southgate, California, have a chance to voice their opinion on a proposed new power plant. It could be the cleanest natural gas-fired plant in the country. But some Southgate government officials say it would pollute their town, and they accuse the power plant company of environmental racism. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The southeast corner of LA County is a jigsaw puzzle of small industrial cities. In the 7.5 square miles known as Southgate, there's one short block that's home to a factory that makes roofing materials, an asphalt recycling plant, and a diesel truck depot, all right next to the freeway. This is where Sunlaw Energy Partners wants to build the new power plant, where the truck depot is now. But Southgate City Treasurer Albert Robles points toward the intersection and says there's more than just factories around here.
100 yards from that light is the first houses. I live right there. 150 yards south of that light is a residential community, cul-de-sac area, where you'll have over 300 homes. You know, you have schools within 1.5 miles of this area.
Robles says his city already has more than its share of industrial smokestacks. That's why the proposed power plant has been the hot political topic in this mostly Latino town. A few days ago, the mayor and vice mayor went on a hunger strike to demonstrate their opposition. A member of the city council was recalled because he supported the plant. Robles says that shows Sunlaw Energy Partners that they're not wanted in Southgate.
What they're talking about is building a monstrosity the size of Dodger Stadium. We're saying the risk associated with burning gas 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, it's not right that they build it here in Southgate.
This power plant would be big, 550 megawatts, but no monstrosity, according to supporters. That's because it would use a technology called SCONOX that's been shown to be much cleaner than what's used on other gas-fired plants. The Southgate facility would be the first large-scale commercial use of SCONOX. Sunlaw Energy Partners, the power plant builder, owns a minority stake in the technology. Bob Danziger is Sunlaw's founder.
People associate power plants with being dirty. That's going to continue until people allow us to build plants like ours and demonstrate that it can be done clean.
Clean is a relative term. The plant would still emit nearly 400 tons of pollutants every year. According to the agency in charge of curbing air pollution in Southern California, that's the equivalent of the emissions from 76 city buses. Nonetheless, that agency, the South Coast Air Quality Management District, has recommended the approval of the Southgate plant. Dr. Barry Wallerstein is head of the Air Quality Management District.
The key pollutant of concern from power plants is oxides of nitrogen, but the important thing to note about the emissions from this power plant is that they will be no more than 50% or less than that of what we would see from the other best available control technologies. So it's really setting a new standard that other plants will have to live up to.
That's because the Federal Clean Air Act requires new power plants to match the lowest pollution levels possible with the available technology. Several environmental groups have come out in favor of SCONOX, but not all. Alvaro Huerta is with the Communities for a Better Environment. On a recent evening, he appealed to some Southgate Community College students to join him in opposing what he sees as a form of environmental racism.
I came here to recruit you, to try to get you to help us defeat, you know, the power plant people, because these people, they think we're dumb. You know, Sunlaw Energy Partners, they think we're stupid. They think, oh, they're Latinos, a lot of them are immigrants, Spanish surname.
Huerta passed out small yellow and black posters with a picture of a skull and the words no on Measure A, written in English and Spanish. Measure A is the referendum on the power plant, though it's only advisory. The California Energy Commission has the ultimate approval on the Southgate plant. Nevertheless, Sunlaw Energy Partners has publicly stated that it will abide by the will of the voters. But Alvaro Huerta warns the students that the company's running a hard-fought and expensive campaign.
Now, I'm telling you, this is our only chance right now. If we're going to defeat these guys, they're guys, they're all rich guys, you know, rich white guys. We have to defeat them in the election.
Sunlaw's Bob Danziger has been distressed at the accusations of environmental racism. You can't just put a power plant anywhere, he says.
We had identified the best areas to locate power plants based on the availability of big transmission lines, natural gas lines, reclaimed water, because we don't want to be using new fresh water in Southern California. So that's how we settled upon this location in Southgate.
The power plant does have some political support. State Assemblyman Marco Antonio Firebaugh says the Sunlaw plant would bring tangible benefits to Southgate.
Some $7 million per year in additional tax revenues to the city. They will create a scholarship program funded at $250,000 per year. They will have a community improvement fund to improve our local parks and local infrastructure. In addition to that, during the construction phase, there'll be 400 union jobs. Those are real welcome to local folks.
But Firebaugh is concerned that the election won't be fair. All city offices are on the ballot, not just the referendum on the power plant. And he says there have already been a lot of irregularities.
There have been some absentee ballot requests for people who don't exist. We've identified some registered voters who are registered to vacant lots and storage facilities. One of the council candidates was recently arrested for electoral fraud.
But win or lose in Southgate, power plants should be springing up all over the state in the next couple of years. California Governor Gray Davis has said he wants to build enough capacity to generate an additional 20,000 megawatts of electricity. Yet if there's a pitched battle like the one in Southgate every time a new plant is proposed, it may take a very long time for California to solve its energy crisis. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Southgate.